This is a health warning from Dr. Approved Medical, America's trusted resource for back braces. If you're 65 or older and suffering from back pain, you may qualify to receive an advanced pain-relieving back brace at little or no cost to you. Many people are now using our pain-relieving back brace as an alternative to surgery or harmful medications and experience pain relief that they haven't felt in years. Don't let your back pain turn into something worse. Remember, if you qualify for no money out of pocket, there's nothing to lose and only real pain relief to gain. Our friendly team of experts will handle all paperwork and we'll deliver it for free. 800-507-1148. Your pain-relieving back brace may be covered by Medicare at little or no cost to you. Call our hotline now and get free shipping, plus a complimentary, easy-to-use pedometer. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible supply promo subject to qualification while supplies last.
Ladies and gentlemen, live from the West Coast, it's time for Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
Fascinating.
For over 30 years and still, your inside look into boxing and mixed martial arts.
What the hell's going on out here?
Heard live around the world and brought to you by the World Boxing Organization.
Yeah.
And now, live from the Ring Talk Studios in San Francisco, here's the host of the longest-running fight show in history.
Down goes Frazier! Down goes Frazier! And Foreman is as poised as can be!
Pedro Fernandez.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos! Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to hour number two of Ring Talk Live Worldwide on the mighty Sports Byline Broadcast Network. My name is Pedro Fernandez, in case you forgot, of course. 35 years now, often imitated but never duplicated, the head host of Ring Talk Live Worldwide. In this hour, we'll cover both the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. We'll hear from Dana White, of course, the face of the UFC. Wow, he's got a lot to say, always got a lot to say. I just wish that Whitey Bulger would have slapped him around a little bit more when he was in Boston, because then maybe he would have less of an attitude had somebody slapped him around and put him in his place, because he really thinks he's God. And I got problems with guys that think they're God. I mean, they just do. I mean, Don King never thought he was God, acted like it, never thought he was. But I think Dana White really truly believes that he is the almighty power of the UFC. There's nobody but me. I am the king. I am the czar. You are Dana White. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide on the Sports Byline Broadcast Service. So we'll talk boxing, MMA for boxing. We'll bring in the HBO Godfather, retired HBO Godfather, Larry Merchant at 40 minutes past hour. So lots of stuff to talk about in between. Open phone lines if you'd like. Listener lines, 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. Or the guilt-free, no commitment, studio text line. You can text us, 415-275-1613. That's 415-275-1613. We are celebrating the greatness of Henry Cejudo, the world flyweight champion, the 2008 Olympic gold medalist in freestyle wrestling, a Mexican-American, the 125-pound champion, knocks out the 135-pound champion in less than a half a minute last night on ESPN Plus, the new app. Straight up, great night for the UFC. In fact, it was a night in which the UFC shined over boxing, even though boxing had one of its premier campaigners out there in Manny Pacquiao, who was a winner as well. You are tuned to Ring Talk, live only on Sports Byline.
Here comes the decision now. Let's listen.
Clarity in the world of professional boxing is spelled WBO. That's right, the World Boxing Organization is boxing's only transparent sanctioned body. You can follow the WBO on Facebook or check out their website, WBOboxing.com. That's WBOboxing.com. The World Boxing Organization.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
Attention business owners. Now is the perfect time to start saving money on your cable TV bill for your business. We can give you packages with up to 90 great channels and save your business a ton of cash. And if you call right now, you can learn how to get free equipment and free installation. Now you have choices. It's time to start saving money on your cable TV bill for your business. And call today and get 90 channels plus free equipment and free installation. Smart business owners like you all across the country are consolidating and saving money on their cable TV, internet, and phone service for their business. So now's the perfect time. This may be a limited time offer to the first 100 people that call right now. So please save money and call now.
800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. That's 800-470-7113.
Watching the game? Think you know what's going to happen next? Well, it's about time you got paid for being right. Introducing WinView, the number one live TV sports prediction platform. Answer props during the game while competing against your friends and other fans, and you can win cash. Head to predictsports.tv to start playing now. And check out the weekly $10,000 Monday Night Football main event. That's predictsports.tv. Watch, predict, win. At PredictSports.tv.
Now, back to Pedro Fernandez with the MMA Hour.
Okay, time to bring in that tough guy. You know, the guy that's the face of the UFC, the one, the only, Dana White.
You know, this is something, like I said before, if you're in the sports business, whether you're an athlete, whether you're, you know, what you do for a living, what everybody does here, ESPN's it, man. It's the pinnacle in sports. It's where you want to be, and we killed it here tonight. It was a super successful show. It was the biggest event they've ever done on ESPN Plus by a long shot. They're happy, we're happy, and it's only going to get better from here on out. Tonight was our first night working together. Yep. So,
and the main event on ESPN television was Cowboy versus Alexander Hernandez. I mean, you can't really ask for a better fight for people who have maybe never seen the sport before to be on ESPN the very first time. An incredible performance by Cowboy. Sort of a vintage WEC-like guy. What did you think of his overall performance?
Yeah, no, he looked incredible. He got rocked early in the fight as soon as the fight started. Shook it off, walked right through it, and, you know, completely picked him apart, hit him with big shots, hit him with big combinations. Cowboy looked awesome.
Yeah. A hard left turn here. Greg Hardy made his UFC debut amongst some controversy, gets into the octagon, and then throws an illegal knee. I did ask him if he had a rules meeting before. He said, yeah, I wasn't realizing what I was doing in the heat of the moment. It's got to be disappointing to see an outcome like that, right?
Listen, two things I hate, disqualifications and draws. And I'm not a big fan of split decisions either, but they happen, you know? These are the types of things that happen in fighting. One thing you did see tonight is that this guy's for real. This guy can actually compete in the UFC. He fought a guy with 13 fights. He has three. Nobody gets an easy pass. Nobody gets to walk through anybody in the UFC. We throw the kitchen sink at you when you come here. We find out if you belong here or if you don't. He made a big rookie mistake tonight, and he paid for it. He got the first L.
And you said we will see him in the UFC again, but what do you say to him when you see him? I mean, how do you handle the situation?
Listen, congratulations. You were in your first fight tonight. You were in a real fight tonight. You weren't in a show where you come in and you walk through a guy and you knock him out in 44 seconds. You were in a fight tonight with a real tough dude who came to beat you. And now he needs to know what he needs to go back and work on. He needs to, he needs to grow as a fighter and he needs to learn.
We go from that co-main event to a 34-second main event between Henry Cejudo and TJ Dillashaw. A little bit of controversy in terms of the stoppage. Some people thought it was a bit too early. You were one of them?
Yeah, I thought the fight was stopped early. You have two world champions. You have two of the best guys in the world in a super fight. let him win or let him lose.
Right.
Listen, I'm not taking anything away from Cejudo. Cejudo looked damn good tonight, man. He went in there and did what he needed to do. He jumped on TJ. He busted him up early, and you know, he went after it.
Yeah, and you know I will be remiss if I don't ask you this in this interview. Just the status of the flyweight division. There are fights on future cards in the next coming months. I know that you said we'll see Saturday night. You told me earlier that doesn't mean we'll have a decision, but you've got to be happy with what you saw from the division tonight, correct?
Yeah, I mean, Cejudo won, you know, in a super fight, and I don't have the answer to that question yet. I said we'll see what happens after Saturday. I didn't say I'll have a decision on Saturday.
Did you hear me yell no? Did you hear me yell no out there? Dana White, you're not happy. You're mad. You're like right now you're saying to yourself, listen, I laid it out here. I was going to get rid of that 125-pound division because there's nobody really in it. There's but a few fighters worthy of being called world-class at 125, according to the UFC. Maybe that's because the other people like Bellator and some of the other sanctioning bodies have some of the better fighters to that weight. But the bottom line is at 125, Henry Cejudo was a guy. He beat Demetrius Johnson, the best fighter pound for pound in the world, the longest-reigning UFC champion at the time. And he beat him down after losing the first time. He got stopped the first time around, but he came back and he beat him down. There was no doubt about it. So he beats down the best fighter pound for pound, according to the experts in the world of mixed martial arts, the UFC, the cage fighting stuff. And then he comes back and he beats the reigning world 135-pound champion, who gets to come down and weight 10 pounds and gets drilled in less than 30 seconds. And then, of course, TJ is moaning and crying. You heard him in hour number one. You heard him, moaning about it. Him and Dana White, we're sorry that Henry Cejudo screwed up their plans. See, they thought that Cejudo was going to lose. They figured Cejudo would lose. He would get drilled. They would be able to wash their hands of the division and walk away. Now, Dana White's stuck with something. It's not a hemorrhoid. I mean, the 125-pound division is not a hemorrhoid per se, but it's a pain in the ass for Dana White. Sorry, Dana, but the bottom line is you got to deal with it. The man at 125 and 135 right now is Henry Cejudo. Now, let's go back to Las Vegas and bring in Johnny Sigg. Johnny Sigg, can you be any more impressed with Henry Cejudo for 32 seconds? I mean, they're dogging him. It wasn't his fault that the fight was stopped prematurely in the minds of a few people, but you and I have talked about this before. Better sooner than later.
Absolutely, and anyone that finds that premature for a stoppage, let them take the punishment and deal with it, and then tell me what. You know, like you said, homeboy was doubled over, man. Like, he was limp, which usually is a sign of no good, okay? Something's going on neurologically, fatigue is setting in, and guess what? You know, TJ wasn't fighting back or defending himself. People, this is combat, right? You have to look at that. A criteria for stoppage is someone defending himself, or are they fighting back? In this case, TJ wasn't. There was obviously an agenda for the UFC wanting Henry Cejudo to lose last night, but, you know, he did it in stellar fashion. And I think that he knew about the agenda of that company. He went in there with that fire.
He knew. He did know that. In fact, they had picked him to lose. And, you know, I was looking at the betting odds and this kind of stuff. I said to myself, how can they pick this kid to lose? I mean, you know, he beat Demetrius Johnson. I mean, the guy's coming down 10 pounds of weight. And that's got to put a strain on Dillashaw as well, as far as the ability to take a punch. But not only the ability to take a punch, when you minimize those brain fluids and draw down and dehydrate yourself and come down to unnatural weights, your mind doesn't work right, you know, and that just, I mean, you're at an incredible disadvantage, and I just thought that TJ was lucky to get out of there last night with his life.
That's a great breakdown, a synopsis of it, and for TJ, I looked at his body at the weigh-in, and I said, man, he looks a little drained. And then in the fight last night, I saw him, you know, before the bell rang, I was like, you know what, he looks okay, but I mean, maybe he wasn't able to have good punch resistance due to the weight. Either which way, I think Henry Cejudo was going in there, and he was taking him out, you know. He said, you know what I like about Henry? He said he's willing to do it at 135 now. Class, respect, bro.
Yeah, class and respect. And the guy was still dogging him out, TJ Dillashaw. But 125 pounds, you know, what can I say? He weighed 146 come fight time, so he gained 21 pounds. Johnny, these guys are gaining a lot of weight. I mean, that's like 20% of your body, almost 20% of your weight.
Do you remember when Arturo Gatti did that against Joey Gamache?
Yeah,
like, he put on like something like 20-something pounds overnight and looked like a monster, and Joey was a small man. I don't know how people do that. I mean, I've wrestled. I've done, you know, combat sports my entire life. I've had to cut weight, gain weight, all that type of stuff. I could not in a million years imagine how it's absolutely possible to put on 20 pounds. It's just weird to me.
February 17th, the heavyweights clash, of course, on, I guess it's on ESPN, that's right. No more Fox as far as the UFC is concerned, but Francis Ngannou is taking on the former heavyweight champion, Cain Velasquez. Of course, Ngannou, the guy that got beat up pretty good by Stipe Miocic, the former heavyweight champion. Of course, he's come back and won a couple fights since then. But Cain Velasquez, on the shelf a long time. Cain was Mr. Injury. Cain just, if you've ever seen Cain train, Johnny, you know why he was hurt so often, because I used to watch him wrestle three guys in a five-minute round, three fresh guys in a five-minute round, and they're damaging each other. You know what I'm saying? So it wasn't a fluke, the fact that he got so busted up. But his age, I mean, he's getting up there. He's in his mid-30s now. Do you think Cain Velasquez, born in 1982, can come back now and still fight?
I always liked Cain, especially when he burst on the scene when I saw him against Brock back in the day. You know, ruin him. But here's what's up. We always talk about sparring or too much, like, you know, contact as an athlete that in combat sports. So, I mean, maybe he's just administered too many rounds, too many, you know, exertion of physical activity, you know, whether it be sparring or actually professional competition. And I think as you get older, we've seen it time and time again, the body just diminishes. You know, at heavyweight, anything's possible. You can land a big punch. You know, he's good at bringing people down to the mat. So we see what happens. I think it's all situational, but as you get older, especially if you've had numerous amounts of sparring and professional activity, I mean, it's never a good look down the stretch.
Well, you know, Cain Velasquez made his mistake, of course, when he bought into that taco truck franchise. He got real fat in between fights and, of course, went down there and fought Junior Dos Santos in Mexico City. Went down to Mexico a week before the fight. We're talking about 11,000 feet of altitude. I mean, the oxygen is real thin up there. And Junior Dos Santos went down there and spent like a month and a half getting acclimated, things like that. Cain came in at the last minute. He was fat. He was loose. And he got beat. And he's never been able to come back since then. Not to the world-class level. Now, him and Ngannou, I guess it ain't going the distance. But that's what we always say about those heavyweight fights that end up going the distance, huh?
Yeah, it's funny how it inverts sometimes, you know. It's always the theater of unexpected when it comes to combat sports.
You're tuned to the Mighty Sports Byline Broadcast Network. We've got a phone line open, a couple of them, 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. Johnny Sigg will be here until 40 minutes past hour when the godfather of the HBO crew, the retired Larry Merchant, will be in the house right here on the Mighty Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Our text line, the studio text line, you can text Johnny Sigg right now, 415-275-1613. The studio text line, once again, 415-275-1613. You're tuned to the Mighty Sports Byline Broadcast
You're
Network.
Listening to the MMA Hour.
It works for me.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them. But do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government, and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517.
800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1 week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
I'm just ready to get it on and crush this guy's skull.
Now, more of the MMA Hour with Pedro Fernandez.
You're irritating me now.
Nobody can intimidate somebody like Mike Tyson, no doubt about that. Now, Jeff, listen on K-Shop in Vegas, K-Shop 1400 AM. A little history on K-Shop, folks. I was doing radio on K-Shop back in the 90s, late 80s, 90s, when I was part of that TV radio program of the Imperial Palace Hotel. Wow, that ran about 15 years. But K-Shop's been around a long time, and K-Shop and Pedro Fernandez have been partners for better than 25 years. Straight up, Jeff, listen on K-Shop 1400, asks, Johnny Sig, who is the best fighter pound for pound in boxing, and who is the best fighter pound for pound in the world of mixed martial arts? There you go, two questions.
Oof, I'm going to say the best fighter pound for pound in boxing is right now, I'm going to go with Canelo. You got to look at the superstar value, the fact that he did beat Triple G. And I'm going to also base this answer on the fact that Crawford and Spence are my two favorite guys. But until they do a dance at 147 pounds, which I hope we get to see, I can't rank one of those guys ahead of the other. So I'm going to go Canelo right now. Usyk is also right there. Now, as far as mixed martial arts go, I mean, we got to look at Nunes as a female that just took out Cyborg. Is there more of an impressive performance that you could think of someone dethroning a monster like Cyborg that Nunes did? I mean, you got to give her all the credit in the world. You know, as far as the men go, you know, what we saw last night from Henry Cejudo, I mean, that was a heck of a performance. So there's a lot of great fighters in combat sports right now.
You know what cracks me up is the UFC sort of controls the press, much like Donald Trump. What I mean by that is, you know, we just had this fight a fortnight ago at the Forum with Cyborg and Amanda Nunes. Uh-huh. Amanda Nunes drilling her like in the blink of an eye. And, I mean, that was so epic. And then, like, 2-3 weeks later, we're talking about, of course, Henry Cejudo, you know, setting that big record last night by drilling the world bantamweight champion.
And let's roll back a couple of months ago with Khabib taking out McGregor. Ooh. So right now, there's a lot of trending fighters in mixed martial arts. It's so hard to answer that because there's so many times in mixed martial arts we get burnt.
No, you just mentioned the best fighter in the world of mixed martial arts. He's undefeated. He's 25-0, 26-0. Call him what you want. You and I used to talk about him wrestling bears. You told me to go to YouTube and watch him wrestle a bear. I thought you were kidding because having watched professional wrestling over the years, they had this terrible Ted, the wrestling bear, used to travel around the country. He was so drugged up or slow or whatever the story was on him, he couldn't do anything. But, you know, Khabib was kicking the snot out of a real bear as a kid.
And it's not only once, but twice, but three times and on and on. And there's multiple video footage of this. And this was apparently a routine that he enjoyed doing. And, you know, you got to love the figure that he is. He's a very interesting character, very intense.
Of course, coming off that drubbing of Conor McGregor, is there any word about McGregor fighting again? I know McGregor's talking about maybe coming back trying to do a boxing match with Paulie Malignaggi or something like that.
You know, he goes back and forth with Malignaggi on Twitter. I follow them both. Conor, you know, the other day released something saying that he wants to get back to the UFC. You know, I'd watch anything that he does. He's entertaining, you know, and obviously he's gravitating towards pay-per-view buys and selling a fight. Him and Malignaggi would be interesting because, you know, I saw the sparring footage of that, and Malignaggi claims he wasn't floored. I don't know, man. You look at that thing, and I know it was edited, and cameras could be weird and whatnot, I don't know. I think Conor got under Paulie's skin a little bit. I think Paulie has a little bit of answering to do to those sessions.
Okay, here's a question for you. This one's coming from Andy in Albuquerque. Which generates more money, the apps or pay-per-view per event?
Well, I mean, history's been proving that pay-per-view for sure. And you know, we're still in a pay-per-view era because, look, we had one last night. We had one back with Fury Wilder back in December. We got one coming up with Garcia.
Yeah, but didn't you feel like they put a gun to your head and took your money last night, though?
Oh, absolutely. That was not worth the price of admission. And I tell you what, I totally could not agree with you more about what you said about ESPN Plus. For the value, you got a great card, a beautiful-looking card. Production was great. You know, it was so entertaining. And, you know, let's face facts, it was a very lackluster undercard, you know, to sell that fight with Pacquiao and Bronner last night. And that price tag, $74.95, here's what's up. They say $64.95 plus an extra $9.95 if HD. Hey, we live in 2019. Why are you still trying to fleece us for the extra HD charge? This isn't 1999, you know what I'm saying? So just give me the flat rate. It's like when you book a hotel room, right, and they say resort fee $20, room's only $40. No, the room's $60. Give me the actual facts on how much it costs, man. So, I mean, to answer your question, I think pay-per-view is still going to rock and roll until, like, the numbers of the zone get into the million. I believe ESPN Plus is over a million subs right now, but you have to understand that they have a lot of sports. They have football. They have boxing. Now they have UFC. There's a lot of leverage there. They cover tennis. They cover, you know, so many different sport outlets. So the zone needs to step up in terms of being more outside the combat sports world.
But if the zone had worldwide 4 or 5 million people and they were paying an average of $5 a month instead of $10 a month, do you see where that sort of eclipse pay-per-view records to an extent? Can you see that?
Yes. Absolutely. Like I said, pay-per-view has been there and they're established, but the zone and, you know, all these apps now have to do that. And I think in the long run, for sure, it could definitely be a great thing. A lot of people are cutting the cable, man. You know, they're cord cutting. They're getting rid of the HBO. They're getting rid of, you know, Cox Cable or whatever they subscribe to, you know, locally. And I think the apps are the future for sure, but it's going to be a test of time.
Johnny, haven't the cable companies, like, just basically, like, rip people off? I mean, come on, man. I mean, the average cable bill now, what's your cable bill a month, Johnny?
Oh, my God.
No. Oh, my God. How much is it?
It's over $200.
Oh, my God. $200 bucks? What do you pay for what do you pay for electricity?
About $1.50.
Oh, man. You got to be kidding me, man. $200 bucks?
No, I'm telling you, it's the most expensive bill we have in our house, and we're constantly looking about how to cut the fat on things. And now, granted, I'm a sports junkie. I like my entertainment. I like Netflix, all this stuff. So if I add it all up, it's probably closer to $300, you know, if you consider apps and everything else. But, I mean, at this point in time, I tried getting rid of HBO because they got rid of boxing. It was cheaper for me to keep HBO than it would be to cut it because they were going to give me the package with Showtime and other things. So I'm like, man, I can't even get rid of this. You know what I'm saying? But, yeah, it's ridiculously overpriced.
Morocco Mike wants to know more. I don't know where he's coming from, where he's texting me from. Morocco Mike wants to know if Dana White had been beaten up by Roddy Bulger a little bit more, maybe the UFC wouldn't have existed, or maybe Whitey would have taken Dana out there in Boston. I mean, lots of thoughts there, but realize this. The UFC would not be in existence without the mob. In other words, Whitey Bulger scared Dana White into leaving East Boston and taking a bus. Didn't even have the money to fly, took the bus to Vegas.
Yeah, I know about it. And you know what's funny is that every once in a while you were mentioned about Dana White. Some people just need to get humbled just to shut their mouth. Sometimes Dana can say some real interesting, engaging things that are intelligent. But, man, when he craps the bed, he really does. I'm like, dude, what? Like, where's your logic on that? So I think every once in a while it's about being humbled, you know?
He's about as out of control sometimes as a president. I mean, with some of these quips he says.
Well, I couldn't agree more. Absolutely.
And I'm trying to be nice here, folks. I'm trying to be nice here. All in all, will Manny Pacquiao, another, all right. Yeah, Morocco, my question number two. Will Manny Pacquiao fight anybody like Porter or Thurman, anything like that? And speaking of Thurman, is Joacito Lopez, where did they find him? In the old folks' home? Question mark.
That's what's up. Yeah, I think that Thurman's going to definitely ruin Lopez, what's left of him, next week. Now, for Pacquiao, the question is, who does he fight next? Mayweather doesn't seem to be interested. I'm not interested. Is anyone really interested? Hopefully not. Move on. All right, so if he does anything with any PBC fighter, that's a network that he's affiliated with, in Pacquiao being under contract with Al Haymon. Sean Porter, Danny Garcia, you know, you got a lot of guys there, man. Keith Thurman. I think these guys hurt him. You know what I'm saying? Earl Spence. I mean, what I saw from Pacquiao last night for a 40-year-old, great, you know. But I still think that even a prime Pacquiao would have trouble with some of these guys, in particular an Earl Spence. Or if he was to dance with Terrence Crawford, but that really depends on how Manny Pacquiao's relations are with Bob Arum right now. Crawford, of course, fights under Bob Arum, so I don't know where their relationship's at this point. But, I mean, I still think we get one fight from Manny. Hopefully it's not one that you see a legend get knocked out of the ring a la Bernard Hopkins against Joe Smith.
All right, before we let you go now, I got a text here. I don't think this is a racist text, but Adrian Broner, is he the jivest dude you've ever seen in boxing? I mean, talk about acting a fool, man. I mean, he's an idiot. For him to go back and say he won for the hood should go back there and spank him for not showing up.
Oh, man, he's got to eat a lot of crow today. I tell you what, he's very delusional. I don't know if he, like, mentally had a fight in his mind that he thought he actually particularly fought last night and obviously didn't show up. But, I mean, he's getting a lot of hate from the quote-unquote hood. As it seems today, especially on the internet, they're being brutal.
Next up on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, of course, we'll go in depth with the retired godfather, the HBO Chris Wright, Larry Merchant, the great Larry Merchant on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Open phone lines, talk to the godfather, 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. Of course, the guilt-free, no commitment text line. You can text me, the godfather, or Johnny Sig, maybe even Scott Cuddy, too. 415-275-1613. The text line for the studio. Text us. 415-275-1613. You're tuned to the MMA Hour live on Sports Byline.
Now, let's listen.
Clarity in the world of professional boxing is spelled WBO. That's right, the World Boxing Organization is boxing's only transparent sanctioned body. You can follow the WBO on Facebook or check out their website, WBOboxing.com. That's WBOboxing.com. The World Boxing Organization.
Hey, it's Rick Tittle, and like the rest of us, you probably made New Year's resolutions, like you're planning to eat better, exercise more, whatever. Well, it all starts with a great night's sleep. You've heard me talk about MyPillow and how it's changed things for me. I wake up feeling brand new. Imagine what a difference a great pillow makes. If you go to MyPillow.com right now and click on their 4-pack, shipping is absolutely free. Yes, go to MyPillow.com, click on the 4-pack special, and enter my promo code COZY, COZY, and you'll get 2 premium MyPillows and 2 go-anywhere pillows. There is nothing better than the gift of restorative sleep. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the 4-pack special, and use my code COZY to get 2 premium MyPillows and 2 go-anywhere pillows. Again, free shipping and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the 4-pack special and enter my promo code COZY, which works for any offer on MyPillow.com, or go and call 800-966-1472. Once again, promo code COZY.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. That's 800-296-1252.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Now, back to Pedro Fernandez with the MMA Hour.
Clap your hands, sir. Stop being racist. Clap your hands.
Turn it loose.
With Pacquiao and Broner now in history, where does Manny Pacquiao go besides another match with Floyd Mayweather? So we asked the Godfather, retired HBO Godfather himself, Larry Merchant, where does Manny go?
Well, Manny is sitting on a throne, and people will be coming to him, and it depends on who they are and how much money they're willing to take. He is a marquee name, you know, like a former romantic lead who is now well into his dotage. But he has fans. To his credit, he created a fan base. He created an international figure and attraction. So he's in the position now of being the biggest draw, presumably outside of a heavyweight champion and a middleweight champion. Yep. And so he can fight anybody he wants. Yeah. Or, you know, and if it's Mayweather, I wouldn't be shocked. They made the money they generated in that first fight, supposedly over $600 million, is, even though the fight was not a great fight, and Manny was hurt, et cetera, and so forth. That number, I think, made a lot of speculators and investors and even people in boxing crazy. How can they get a piece of that? If there's that much to be made in the game in one shot, the biggest one-shot event in the history of anything. Mm-hmm. They're going to come back and come back and come back until even they don't want to come back anymore.
If ever there was a fighter made for an app, an international app, isn't it Manny Pacquiao? I mean, he was on DAZN or something like that. People would be gobbling us up all over the world.
You know, yes. You know, I mean, look, he beat two what I would call B-level fighters in his most recent comeback, and showed that he still was willing to work hard to get in shape, that he can outbox you where he used to just outbang you, and he's kept it going, even though he's the only elite fighter I ever heard of who had a full-time second job being a senator in his country. He's a phenomenon, a worldwide phenomenon. And if Mayweather elects to come out of retirement again and again and again, why would any of us be shocked?
Yeah, but I'm tired of the old act, Godfather. I mean,
You're right.
I'm really tired of it.
Probably get a slow motion version of the first fight and the second fight, which was not all that speedy. But so it goes. I mean, I live down here in La La Land, and if something is a big success, you can be guaranteed there are going to be episodes that come along right behind it.
May the 4th, Canelo and the aforementioned world middleweight champion, Canelo Alvarez, Saul Alvarez by birth, of course, taking on Danny Jacobs, the kid that's beat cancer from Brooklyn. Good storyline here. Is he the best American middleweight out there, Danny Jacobs?
I think so. I think he's earned that. He's a good fighter, a very good fighter, and with a real good narrative to his story. And whenever I met him, I was impressed by him. And there are suddenly a number of American middleweights who are starting to become threats. Jamal Charlo.
Might want to put an asterisk next to that one, but go on.
Okay, I get it. Andre, Rob Brandt.
Yeah, you're right.
I'm
Rob Brandt.
I'm not saying they're great fighters, but I'm just saying they would be worthy challengers.
Godfather, Rob Brandt might be the guy that could solve the puzzle. I mean, he's got some really good skills. He's got a good corner in Eddie Mustafa, the former Eddie Gregory of himself out of Brooklyn, New York. So I think that kid's got potential, Rob Brandt. In fact, I think he's the dark horse at 160 pounds. But you got Canelo and Jacobs going, and I guess they haven't got a sight. They'll probably do that in Vegas because they did the Garden the last time. Now, any word on the Fury Wilder rematch? I mean, what are they telling you?
I don't know what the delay is. I would still bet on a rematch. As you may have read, one of the sanctioning bodies encouraged the rematch. I don't know what that means.
please sign.
They have their authority and support to go ahead with a rematch. But I think this has something to do with Joshua, because either one of them could make more money for fighting Joshua than for fighting that rematch. Hmm. Why is it Joshua saying, I want to fight this guy or that guy? And is his management just looking to kick the can down the road because he is such a big attraction?
Good point. Now, that's the big heavyweight fight, but he's gonna roll in April, Anthony Joshua, as they just haven't set an opponent yet. And if the WBC is encouraging Fury and Wilder to renegotiate, it's because the WBC is gonna get a big fat sanctioning fee off that fight, and they really want it to happen.
Okay, right. Hey, they're all in business. The sanction to be a heavyweight champion is important. In a lot of ways, and the main way is it can make you a lot of money, so they want to make some of that money a week. That's just part of the boxing system. A few fighters rise above it and can ignore the sanctioning bodies because of their popularity. But look, I don't even know what the public wants. Do you have any clue? The public want to see a rematch of what was a hell of a good fight, the Fury Wilder fight, or do they want to see a Joshua fight one of them?
I don't think the American public is all that enamored with Joshua. 2012 Olympic gold medalist or not, let him do what he wants. 22-0, 21 knockouts, etc. I think they were doubly impressed with that act, and it was almost an act. It had to be like out of a movie, the way Tyson Fury gets knocked down. He's dead to the world, and then he gets up. It was sort of like The Exorcist or something, waking up out of a coffin, some wrestling gimmick with The Undertaker. But that one instance in the 12th round there, I think that captivated the boxing world for the year 2018. I think that says that is boxing for 2018, in my opinion, the high point.
I think that's a really good call, Pedro. That said, why doesn't Joshua want to fight Fury, which would be not just a massive fight in Britain and Europe, but it also would resonate around the world.
He's a threat.
I'm just not sure how this plays out and what it has to do with money, which is always usually behind these things, and what it has to do with the different platforms and the different management. I don't know where all that plays into this. But my take is I'd like to see Joshua fight one of them. And the Tyson Fury Wilder fight rematch will always be a significant fight, mm-hmm. no matter what they do in a fight, say, with Joshua.
Well, you know, Tyson Fury, Godfather, if I had I fought at 139 pounds. If I was to fight a guy that was 139 pounds, had a bigger mass than me, was bigger than me, did all kinds of tricks, that kind of stuff, he would just befuddle me. And I think that Tyson Fury can befuddle Anthony Joshua to an extent as he befuddled Deontay Wilder. I mean, look at Deontay Wilder's punch stat connections. What did he connect on? 13 or 14% of his punches throughout 12 rounds?
Well, look, there's no doubt about it that Fury is a kind of a freak of nature in boxing. At his size and with his smarts and his movement, and we have to say now his cojones.
Yeah.
He didn't just get up. He was attacking Wilder at the end of that round.
Dwayne Ford did a judging seminar. I'm licensed or sanctioned with the Association of Boxing Commissions as a boxing judge here in the world, in the United States. And he said at the seminar in October in Panama that when a guy gets knocked down early in a round, if he gets up and starts kicking the snot out of the other guy, that you've got to give him at least a point back. And that's how I gave that round, that 12th round. I gave it back to Tyson Fury. I scored it 10-9. For Deontay Wilder, it was a nice knockdown, the most beautiful knockdowns of all time. But he got up and he was kicking the snot out of Wilder. Wilder was shocked.
Yeah, well, why wouldn't he be? He hit the guy with his best shot plus, and the guy went down like a bag of sand, and he rose. So look, this is a good thing to have three heavyweights in the world that we want to see, but they're going to have to sort it out between themselves about when this could happen.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Godfather, retired HBO Godfather, the Hall of Famer, Mr. Philadelphia. God, what haven't you done? You've starred in television. You've starred in radio. I've seen some of those game shows you did. Of course, you were an award-winning journalist. Godfather, what are your shortcomings? I'm putting you on the spot there, am I?
I went to a restaurant last night, and the food was awful. So I'm not always right when I pick a place to go to in the evening.
Okay, kiss the godmother for me. We'll talk soon.
All right, Pedro.
The great Larry Merchant on Sports Box.
You're listening to the MMA Hour.
How did I get up from the knockdowns? I don't know. To satisfy your boss.
Ow! Remember in the beginning, when you first started to build a life for you and your family, you never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. That's 800-957-6063.
Hi, Rick Tittle here. You may know me as the sports talk host. I can talk about all sports: football, basketball, baseball, hockey, soccer, golf, tennis, auto racing, boxing, Olympics, rollerball. But this time I'm here to talk about pain. If you have pain in your knee or your back like I do, then you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. If Medicare is your primary insurance, then you could qualify for a back or knee brace at little or no charge. I have an old injury from my football playing days, and anything that can help take that pain away and make it more manageable, that has my attention. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for back, ankle, knee, or shoulder pain, please call the Health Alert Hotline at 800-428-1570. That's 800-428-1570. Agents are standing by 24/7, so go ahead and call now. 800-428-1570.
Being a new parent means every high and low you can imagine. But Evos can make it all easier with a baby monitor you can trust. Go to myevos.com, that's M-Y-E-V-O-Z.com, to see how Evos can be the eyes and ears of your nursery. Evos works with your smartphone to provide a live audio and HD video connection to your baby anytime and anywhere. On a date, at work, away on business, even serving your country overseas, Evos helps you never miss a moment. Whether your baby is with a sitter, your partner, a grandparent, or a friend, you'll be right there too. And with unique features like smart alerts that know the difference between a barking dog and your baby crying, extensive sleep tracking data, and state-of-the-art security features for your peace of mind, Evos is the smart baby monitor for connected parents. And enter the code SPORTS at checkout for $20 off. That's myevos.com. M-Y-E-V-O-Z.com.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Good to see you're still alive. I think I like you.
Don't forget, sports fans, Ring Talk Live Worldwide here on Saturday and Sunday. It's 11 a.m. Pacific time. Saturday for an hour. We talk both boxing and MMA. And, of course, Sunday, the two-hour edition. An hour of boxing and an hour of MMA. We try to put it all together, folks. A two-hour show Sunday, 11 a.m. Pacific time on the Mighty Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Sirius XM Satellite. And, what are we? Channel 211, the Dan Patrick Channel on Sirius XM Satellite Radio. Anyway, and, of course, the YouTube channel is hot and happening. Johnny Sieg, tell them about the YouTube channel.
Just go to YouTube, search Ring Talk Worldwide. You'll find all our shows archived, plus some bonus features on there as well.
The most valuable player of the weekend, without a doubt in my mind, I don't know if you agree with me or not, Oscar Rivas, 26-0, 18 knockouts, out of a heavyweight out of Colombia, 31 years old, now training in Canada. I mean, he basically woke us up.
Yes, he did. I want to see him go against the likes of, like, maybe Adam Konaki, who fights Gerald Washington next week, or Jarrell Miller. I think he's good to face like one of those B-plus type of guys before we get to the A-class, because we know the heavyweight division right now, Pete, is fire.
Usyk. Match him with Usyk.
Ooh, bring him in. Bring in Usyk. I tell you what, I'm looking forward to seeing Usyk in his heavyweight debut, which I believe will be coming sometime around May, June. But I'm waiting for that announcement, and welcome to the heavyweight division if he does it, man.
Do you notice that the international heavyweights have better, for the most part, are better conditioned than the American heavyweights? American heavyweights seem to lag. They seem to be fat and lazy.
More exactly. I was going to say more discipline. That's the key right there. Way more discipline in European culture is in terms of heavyweights, for sure.
Okay. Next, we've got pound for pound, one of the better guys fighting, I think right now, he's undefeated, the 154-pound champion of the World Boxing Organization, Jaime Munguia, taking on Takeshi Inoue. Is the Japanese guy got a chance here, or is it slim and none and slim left town?
Oof, good question. 13-0 is Inoue, the brother of the monster, Naoya Inoue. We see what happens here. The one thing that stands out, 7 KOs, 13 fights for Takeshi. Anyway, so
Johnny, time for a wager. Are you picking the Japanese lad? Is that what you want to pick, a little homeless wager?
I'm not going to do it, but I tell you what, to pay a homeless person and make their day, I will take anyway.
$5. I'll take a Munguia.
There you go.
Let me tell you about this homeless stuff, folks. I gave like away $50 around New Year's Eve. I gave 20 to one lady. So one lady was standing from the St. Francis Hotel, and she had an appendage hanging out of her pants, which was an artificial penis, and it was hanging out to her knees. Okay, and I was walking by, she was asking for nickels and dimes. You got a couple of bucks or spare change? And I said to myself, she has an axe. So I took a picture and I gave her a 20-20 spot. What I'm trying to tell you is, you can make people happy by directly donating to the homeless. Forget the Salvation Army and the Red Cross. Do like Johnny Sieg and I, give it straight to the homeless on the street corners. Right, Johnny?
Absolutely, man. Make their day. It makes you feel good.
Without a doubt. Ladies and gentlemen, that is the great Sean Signorella. Of course, he is out of Las Vegas, Nevada. He is our featured reporting week in and week out here on the Mighty Sports Byline broadcast. When it comes to boxing and MMA, nobody knows it quite like Johnny Sig. Sig, say hello to the old lady and the kid, and have a good weekend.
I will do, Pedro. Thank you so much, and thank you for all our listeners out there. Enjoy your Sunday.
You're tuned to Ring Talk live on ESPN, of course, and Sports Byline Radio.